Now, it's all rush, rush, rush. We don't give ourselves the chance to slow down or just have a sit and think about where we are and what we're doing. And even if we want to, it's hard to reset our body clocks to slow. Leo Critchley is the author of Skimming Stones and other simple meditative activities to help us all get back to nature, slow down and be mindful. And Leo is on that line. Good afternoon, Leo.
Good afternoon, Sean. How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm very good. Very good. Very glad to be on.
Were you always an outdoorsy sort of guy, or were you a preening metrosexual who discovered the outdoors?
That's a good question. Can I choose option C? Not quite either of those. I'm a city boy. I'm a Londoner. And this book is actually written with another guy called Rob Cowan.
Mm.
And we met working in a sort of, you know, your standard sort of office job in London, commuting in and out, et cetera, et cetera. And we really felt like kind of kindred spirits. And I felt like Rob, as a sort of much more outdoorsy person than me, you know, had something, there was something very attractive about doing those sorts of things.
Mm. Now, I mean, many of the things that you describe in the book, skimming stones is one of them, and all
it
sorts
is.
Of things, outdoorsy things. But, I mean, it's more than just the thing in itself, which, you know, for some people might be fun, for some other people
sure.
might not be.
Sure.
There's a kind of a metaphysical aspect to it.
Well, this is right. And, I mean, something like skimming stones in particular, you might go, well, that's so simple. I mean, you know, why do we need to be taught how to do that? And it's not really just about how to do that. It's much more about why. Why would you do that? What do you get out of, as you say, slowing down and taking the time to do something very simple? And I think there's a number of things, and we talk about these at length in our book. And it's things like if you're just out in nature, and rather than sort of stomping from A to B and doing your walk or whatever, you take the time to pause. All sorts of, you know, incidental things crop up. Like when we were skimming stones on Holy Island, Lindisfarne, off the northeast coast, and suddenly a group of seals emerged in the sea just near us. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, you can't plan for, and you've got to just be out there doing something to see.
I hope you didn't hit the seals with the rock.
Oh, we didn't. We were very careful to aim away from them after they arrived, yeah.
but does it, in your own life, in one's own life, is it of benefit? Or is it like, this is nice, but, you know, then I'm back to London and I'm on the tube and I'm stressed out of my head 5 minutes later?
No, absolutely. And this is, as I say, as a city boy who, you know, I'm sure a lot of people and a lot of your listeners will have experienced the outdoors, maybe more when they were children and they were taken out to do these things.
Mm.
And then as you become an adult, you know, there's a lot of other pressures and these things fall by the wayside to some extent. As a city boy, I'd had very limited experience of that, you know, just the odd holiday, really. And I have to say, the whole experience of trying to reconnect in this way and going around with Rob and doing these things was just incredible. And I think what it is there are parallels with, I don't know, say meditation or, you know, little rituals that help you, as you say, become mindful and bring yourself back into the moment. And that's something I think we all know is good for us. You know, lots of people go to yoga classes or do whatever it is their hobby, the thing that helps them slow down. And it has huge benefits outside the class or outside wherever you're doing it. And I think, yeah, you bring a lot of this back with you, and it's transformative.
Mm.
Though
oddly enough, going through some of the things that you instruct people on in the book, it could also be a kind of an end of the world survivalist manual as well, which is maybe at the other end of the scale of mindfulness.
Yes. Well, I think it's worth. I mean, it is. Yeah, we've got things in there like lighting a fire, building a den, foraging for food. But if you read the book, you'll see it's not really a survivalist guide. You know, Rob and I are not anti-modern, I think is the key thing, you know. So something like, well, let's take foraging for food. We're not suggesting you forage for all your food. What we're really suggesting is that by foraging for some food and doing some of the easier things you can get hold of, you break down another barrier and it helps you feel more connected with nature.
Mm.
So it's kind of a garnish, if you like. And actually, some modern technology, I mean, you know, the smartphone is a fantastic boon to the outdoorsman, because it's got your GPS and it lets you look things up if you're not quite sure what something is, you know.
And yeah, it helps you not kill yourself by picking the wrong mushroom.
And this is important. And in fact, we for exactly that reason, our foraging is focused more on the seashore, where there aren't mushrooms, because they are much more difficult.
Mm.
You know, they're a sort of more expert level thing.
Well, this is kind of slightly off the point, but I was only reading this recently, but that from an archaeological point of view, when we were hunter-gatherer societies, and then we became farmers, most human civilizations dropped weight. We became smaller because farming was harder work than foraging for food.
Yes, and this is, I mean, well, there's all sorts of, you're right, anthropological sort of points to be made there. And I think the thing I would take from that is what you do and how you live has, as you say, a profound impact on your mental state as well as your physical state. Talk about this in the you know, Making a Fire, that chapter. That sense of defining the world within the pool of the firelight and the world beyond it is, it totally alters your psychology. And I'm sure when people settled down and started farming, it had the same sort of effect other effects.
Has it changed your life?
Yes, definitely. I'll never look back. Certainly. It was about four years ago we started doing this, and we didn't decide to write a book immediately. That was something that came out of talking about how much benefit we'd got from it. And as I say, as a city dweller, it was a hugely enlightening experience, I felt.
But would you consider now not being a city dweller?
Yes, definitely. Definitely I would consider that. And, you know, right now I'm still based in London, but Rob certainly has moved out nearer to the countryside since we did this, and I'm definitely thinking about it too.
Leo, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Leo Critchley. He's the co-author of Skimming Stones and Other Simple Meditative Activities to Help Us All Get Back to Nature, Slow Down and Be Mindful.